For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the hour, and this is a reminder that Village Green is always your resource for your health questions and information about supplements. They do carry a long line of supplements called Pathway Products, and they carry many, many excellent, excellent brands. So make sure you get in touch with Village Green at myvillagegreen.com or a visit to the store. And they also deliver in this time of COVID, and people can also pick up, and they will walk out to your car with your delivery. They're very conscientious, so keep that in mind during this period of time. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please tune in next Sunday, and we'll talk more about healthy living. It is an honor to introduce one of our favorite guests, Dr. Kalpna, an integrative biologic dentist, an American Board certified naturopathic practitioner. And our subject is about Ayurvedic solutions to combat viruses and other respiratory illnesses. But I want to remind you of Dr. Kalpna's background. She is an international speaker, author, and sought-after trainer by dentists and healthcare professionals, as she teaches them how to integrate ancient Vedic wisdom in their health practices. She's a naturalist, minimalist, and eco-friendly dental surgeon who strongly believes in saving teeth while paying attention to integrative health pathways. With a unique gift to individualize health and lifestyle protocols, Dr. Kalpna enjoys helping individuals learn how to implement easy self-healing techniques for life. She strongly believes that individualized lifestyle synchronization with who we truly are at our cellular level is the key to being in continuous health. Welcome to the show, Dr. Kalpna.
Thank you, Dana, for having me again. It's always a pleasure to be here on the show and talk to you about this.
Well, you're close to my heart here because I'm a dental hygienist. That was my first profession, and I really enjoy talking to you. You have taken dentistry to a whole nother level in integrating so many varieties into the way you treat patients, and it truly is integrative. Would you talk a little bit more about your practice and what you do?
Sure. So one of the factor that I've always focused on is the mouth is, of course, the entry point of the body. And we focus on, okay, dental hygiene and oral health and things like that, and we just stay focused inside the mouth as a cavity. But we open up that window, and everything that's entering inside the body is really going in from the mouth, water, food, and everything that's coming out as emotions, words, is all coming out of the mouth. So the mouth is truly a portal, a gateway through which we are connected, not just locally in oral cavity, but the whole body level. And then from Ayurvedic, Vedic, and the Eastern wisdom point of view, it just doesn't limit at the body level. We're connected to the inner levels of the life force, and then the mind, how we communicate our mind and emotions to the mouth. And then, of course, the wisdom, and then how you can even tap into a simple breath and silence, and how you can connect with the bliss within. It's all, the mouth is a portal. That's how I'm fascinated by this location, actually.
Yes, I am too. And I always say I got into nutrition through the mouth. through the oral cavity. And it made sense to me as a dental hygienist. We were trained that food is very important, not just for oral health, but total health. And I was shocked when I moved into the medical arena, and there was not prevention at all. This was in the 70s. The only prevention was vaccinations. And at that time, it was quackery in the medical community if you told people to eat a more plant-based diet to prevent heart disease and cancer. That was treating a condition that didn't exist, and people were called before medical boards and designated quacks. And, you know, I could not believe this, and I thought, but that's what dentistry does. And there was a hearing before Congress at some point in the 70s, and the person that was chairing the hearing said to the president of the American Dental Association, "Congratulations, sir, for being in the first profession trying to put itself out of business." And I've never forgotten that, because that's what we're doing. And I used to say to patients, if you listen to what I tell you to do, you will get much more out of this visit than just what I'm physically doing for you. And it's a pleasure, having been in between dental hygiene and nutrition over 50 years in fields that are very preventive. And I am always impressed by what you do. And I know that you were an Ivy League graduate, and you were listed in Cambridge Who's Who of most successful professionals in the world. And you've got a high-tech dental practice, and you're the first dentist in Maryland to have a fully integrated digital dental office with CAD, CAM, CEREC, 3D cone, beam, and lasers. Tell us about that, because I think that's new to many people.
So one of the main things that I actually do is my passion is to be minimalistic and conservative. And I believe everything Mother Nature has given to us is calculated, you know, and nothing in the universe or the world happens without a mathematical calculation, geometry. And Mother Nature operates in a very different way than we try to, you know, assess at a human level. So every part of the mouth, every part of the body, everything that's been given to us is calculated and measured. So when a cavity happens, my objective is really first figure out why it happened, and so the education comes in and what really led to it, and then educate the patient. But when it comes to restoring it, then on one end I'm integrative and minimalistic, but on the other end I'm completely high-tech, where I want to use the latest technology to be able to save and preserve as much tooth structure and restore everything to, like, do it once, do it right technology. So the CAD-CAM technology, which is the 3D printing, actually started in dentistry way back in 1980s. Most people don't know about this. So this is almost over 35 years old technology. And in 2007, I was sort of like, there were a few dentists who were doing the CAD-CAM part. I was the first one to bring in the 3D cone beam technology integrated with the CAD-CAM 3D printing. And I was able to print 3D ceramic fillings in your mouth. So we take digital impressions in the patient's mouth and print it out and fit it right in that same visit. So my practice, I started in 2007 over here in this area, and we were heading into the 2008 depression, the recession, very bad financial meltdown. And so what I was able to create was this one visit concept where people would come in, take time off, get their dental work done, come in, get their filling done in one visit, and not have to worry about that. Okay, the crown is going to fall off and the temporary is going to fall off, and then they would be able to go back to work. So my practice, literally grew just because of that, because the idea was I was taking my time to save the tooth and then also using the latest to be able to, create something in a more natural, like ceramic, all ceramic, there's no metal, there's none of the other, you know, the chemicals that were involved, all ceramic, 3D printed, you cannot get better than that. You know, it was like the best of the best world, and we still do that. And during this coronavirus time, when we have patients coming in with the, you know, emergency, we're exactly using this technology to do exactly that. It's like people don't want to be in the offices, and then they want to get taken care of that emergency very quickly. So we have this technology, and we're using it minimalistically. And then some patients are worried about their health. So now we are able to help them from an Ayurvedic perspective as to what they can do to prevent getting some of these symptoms that they're facing right now.
Well, I think you're amazing. And I did have, in this area, I had a dentist that did the 3D printing, and I was blown away. I could not believe the efficiency of that technique and how ahead of the game dentistry has always been with regard mm-hmm. to patient care. It was said in dentistry that the medical community considers the mouth just an opening to look at the throat, not to look at the tongue, which I know that you do. I do. The tongue tells us so much. The eyes tell us so much. And it just, when I sat back and listened to that, I thought, yes, we look, you know, they look past the tongue to look at the throat. So we are going to carry this conversation forward in the next segment. And we want to hear more about your practice and more about how you specifically help patients and also how people can get in touch with you. So if you've just tuned in, folks, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, talking with Dr. Kaupna, and we are talking about her integrative dental practice and what she brings to the table for patients. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this brief break.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Start the new school year off right with Pure Encapsulation's new Pure Nutrients Gummy. The new Pure Nutrients Gummy is a comprehensive multivitamin mineral complex enhanced with organic berries and fruits in a great-tasting fruit-flavored gummy that's suitable for the whole family. With higher levels of vitamins and minerals than other leading professional brands, the Pure Nutrients Gummy offers daily wellness support in a fun, berry-shaped gummy multivitamin. The Pure Nutrients Gummy can be found at Village Green Apothecary and online at MyVillageGreen.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Have you ever wondered why a cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. Today and every day at Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we're having a fascinating discussion with Dr. Kalpna. And it's an honor to have her return, and there's a reason we asked her to return, because one interview is hardly enough to learn from her and to hear what she does with her patients. And she has an integrative biologic dental practice and is American Board Certified Naturopathic Practitioner. So we've been talking about this integrative practice, about the use of 3D technology for composite fillings. What else can you tell us about your practice? And please tell us first how people can get in touch with you.
Sure. So they can easily go to my dental website, which is Vedic Dental. So V as in Victor, E-D-I-C, dental.com. And they can definitely contact us. There's phone number and email, and they can reach out to us. There's also a YouTube channel from an integrative point of view that I've been putting out quite a few videos so that people can help, you know, especially for this flu, corona, respiratory disease kind of a thing. So the website, the YouTube channel name is called Yogi Meets Doctor. And the idea behind that is the yogi is the wisdom that exists within us. And the doctor is a self-healing entity that also exists within us. So when we combine our wisdom, that ancient wisdom that already exists within us from timeless time, and then you combine with the self-healing element, you got a winner. So this idea behind Yogi Meets Doctor was really inspired from that. And so that's the YouTube channel. Anyone can go in and watch. There's quite a few videos that I've put in. And that would help get through, not just from a dental point of view, but also from a integrative point of view. Yep.
Well, that's excellent. And that's VedicDental.com, V-E-D-I-C, dental.com, correct?
Correct. Yes, correct.
Okay. So I'd like you to talk about some of the specific types of treatments you do in order to save teeth. You're here to save teeth.
Sure. So, yes, absolutely. So the idea behind, again, the minimalistic approach is there's a lot of in the holistic world, we have a lot of push from, okay, you don't need to get a root canal, pull the tooth out, and now, go for the implant. I feel there's a flaw in that protocol because, even if the root canal is done, and I know that there's a whole, discussion that we can just talk only on root canals. So there is a way to preserve the tooth. First, begin with how you cannot get, the tooth should not die down to the point you need a root canal. But then if you do need, the infection has gone to such an extent, if the tooth can be salvaged, the nerve can be removed, but the root part of the tooth is always alive. And the reason why it is important, so the periodontal ligament, which is alive, is also a proprioceptive receptor for the brain to communicate with the rest of the body. And what people don't realize is, as I talked about, nothing in the nature happens without a reason behind it. And so when people say, oh, I've got 32 teeth and I'll just pull one out and I'll deal with it, and sometimes they don't replace it, what happens is that creates a whole trigger of, forces and imbalance. And once one tooth starts, is taken out, it will start creating a crack line, or because the other side is now taking on forces. Now that crack line turns into a cavity, and that cavity then turns into bigger problems. And so now what, from an integrative point of view, what people are not realizing is those forces do not just limit themselves in the mouth. They will start triggering into the joint, and then you start getting temporomandibular joint, and then the headaches, and then neck pain, back pain. I've literally seen patients where they had like knee pain and toe pain, and it was connected with them missing teeth on that side of the mouth. So when somebody says, oh, teeth are, you can just pull out a tooth and replace it with an implant, I would say think again, because that's not a, you know, a quick fix strategy. And when I see places like, you know, they will say, pull out all the teeth and we'll get you teeth in a day and, you know, dentures in a day. I feel it's a very downward trajectory. And as we know in the animal world, if an animal loses their teeth very quickly, they pass away very quickly. Human beings have a similar sort of a mother nature concept where if you lose teeth very quickly, you're going to start depriving yourself of nutrition. You're going to start depriving of that proprioceptive feedback to the brain. And then that can trigger into all of these other categories. So I'm not saying that, you know, everybody should do the root canal, but there's a way to save the teeth very, very effectively, especially in certain circumstances where a tooth just cracked and it needed a root canal. It was not infected. You don't need to pull that tooth out if it can be saved. And those ones, you can use ozone, you can use oxygen, and you can debride that tooth very, very effectively, use biocompatible materials, and save that tooth. Because, again, that tooth was calculated for that position. If you take that out, an implant is more like a lollipop effect. You can never have an implant replace the root structure of the tooth. That's how it is. An implant is a screw, and that goes inside the tooth area. And then the crown comes out as a lollipop, like one sitting on the top. And then that has got its other problem. Having said that, there's a place for implants too. When somebody has lost their teeth for whatever reason, getting a tooth replaced in that area, whether you use a denture, whether you use an implant, getting something to replace that spot is so important, because then you can prevent the opposing tooth from coming down, the next teeth from falling down. And the bigger thing is you can prevent your overburdening your joint, not just your TMJ or the temporomandibular joint, but your neck and the, you know, the back and the whole body. And they found receptors in the TMJ that connects with the first vertebra of the neck. And the minute any discomfort that stresses from the TMJ goes to the first vertebra of the, you know, the neck, your spine is now involved. The minute the spine involves, now the whole electric and the nervous system of your body is in jeopardy. So that triggers a whole lot of skeletal, musculoskeletal kind of problems. So I'm very passionate about when people say, oh, I'm going to pull a tooth out and, you know, deal with it then. We have a problem there. Houston, we have a problem, you know. So that's the way, one of the ways that we are really approaching is saving teeth, not just using the CAD/CAM and 3D technology, but saving teeth so that patients don't get extractions, patients don't get root canals, patients preserve what's been given to them from birth, and then work with that to see how we can preserve and, you know, keep on extending the benefits of having teeth in the mouth for the rest of the body, and then make it as a win-win for the whole body and the mouth.
Good, good discussion, and I like your openness as to there are times when an implant may be the most efficient or effective way to treat the patient. And I like your integrative approach. We have so much to learn from you. What else do you want to share with regard to your practice? And then in the final two segments, I really want you to talk about preventing viral conditions, how to deal with exposures to viruses, including the COVID virus, of course, COVID-19. So we're going to take that discussion in the third and fourth segment. What else do you want to talk about right now as far as your practice?
So as we are beginning to, go back into the the doctors are going back into the workforce. And one of the reasons why we're getting some of this infection is because also the biggest fear right now is the aerosols that's coming out from the mouth and then infecting other people. So as a dentist, we can play, and it's very, very important role. There are certain natural mouthwashes that you can create to be able to reduce the bacterial load for yourself when you go outside. When you come back from outside, you can really use some of these mouthwashes that you can reduce the bacterial load inside. Whatever, let's say you inhale, you can reduce that. So what we are currently working on with some of our practice, and when we are, working with some of the patients, we actually make them gargle and rinse their throat and the mouth with turmeric and salt, or salt and baking soda, or neem. So there's different varieties of natural mouthwashes that we are, we will make the patient gargle with. And then, of course, we use ozone water for many of the patients. They just gargle with the ozone oxygenated, 90% oxygenated water. So what it does is it reduces the bacterial load, makes things safe for the patient also, that, okay, it's, sort of like disinfected in the oral throat area. And then also it is helping my staff and the doctor who's providing the treatment, or the hygienist who's providing the treatment, to feel a little bit, better, that, okay, at least the bacterial load is under control. And before the patient leaves, again, they do the gargle. So some of these simple techniques are so easy to implement. I'm actually in the process of making a video on this, on these different mouthwashes that you can actually make. They're literally like, you can make a kettle of mouthwash, keep it in your office, or if somebody, if you are as a patient going to the dental office, you can make this gargle before you go out, or you're going for shopping, you can learn these gargles, do them just before you go out, when you come back, and, reduce that bacterial or the viral or the bacterial, whatever is going on. There is not just bacterial, there is fungal overlap that's going on. There's, viral, of course, that's going on. So a way to reduce that. So keep an eye on my YouTube channel. Hopefully before, within the next 3-4 days, I'm going to upload that, and then you'll be able to tap into some of these recipes very easily and use that on a regular basis to gargle. And that.
Well, I'm going to put that on my Facebook site. For the practice, I put information, and I really like putting colleagues' information on there, and the YouTube is an excellent resource. So if you've just tuned in, folks, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, and I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, having a fascinating conversation with Dr. Kalpna, and we're talking about integrative biologic dentistry and beyond. So stay with us, folks. We're going to talk about ways to reduce viral exposures and to improve immunity during this difficult COVID-19 time. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Quality can't always be seen. Honest labeling, trusted sourcing, unwavering standards. At Pure Encapsulations, we are committed to wellness without compromise, delivering high-quality hypoallergenic products for nearly 3 decades. Our products are free from gluten, trans fats, peanuts, GMOs, magnesium stearate, and artificial ingredients. Pure Encapsulations is the leading brand in the healthcare practitioner market, ranking highest in ingredients purity, quality testing, and trust. Pure Encapsulations products available at Village Green Apothecary and MyVillageGreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, having a fascinating conversation with Dr. Kalpna, an integrative biologic dentist and American Board certified naturopathic practitioner. And our subject is about Ayurvedic solutions to combat viruses and other respiratory illnesses. Now, we've talked about the uniqueness of your practice and your integrative techniques, and if you want to expand on that before we move to prevention of viral side effects and what we can do to keep ourselves healthy, is there anything else you wanted to talk about with regard to the uniqueness of your dental practice?
So one of the things that we have integrated recently is the ozone oxygen sauna, and that was in relation to, you know, in preparation of the flu season. This was way before even COVID happened. And it was like we knew, so Ayurveda and the Eastern culture is very well aware of the weather changes. And we pay attention to weather and astrological patterns and things like that. So I sort of had an idea that we were going to head into a much more colder spring and summer. And as you can see, we are in May and the weather is still cold. So astrologically, this was indicated. And so we invested in the ozone oxygen sauna thinking that, okay, it's going to be a flu season. And incorporating this ozone sauna was a way for us to help our patients, because the idea behind a sauna, and this sort of comes in from the Swedish and the Nordic area, where the steam heat, the hypothermia that's created from the steam sauna actually helps melt out any of the mucus that's happening and excessively getting produced because of the weather imbalance that's happening. So when the weather outside is still sort of cold, hot, and our body is still coming out of the hibernative phase of the winter time, you'll find that most of the flu season is happening either in spring or in fall. And the reason behind that is in winter, a body is hibernated. So all the cells are sort of like closed. In summertime, all the cells are open. But as you enter into spring, the cells are beginning to open. But if you get a blast of cold air, they begin to close. So it's kind of going in open and close, and they're not fully open in summertime when you're getting the full sunlight. And so that creates a problem. In the fall season, you have the cells that are open, but now the cold is coming, so now they're beginning to close, but they're still hot. So they're kind of, again, going back to this open-close phase, and that's when you start getting this disease, because the immune response doesn't know whether I should be happy because it's sunny, or should I go down into a cold environment because it is getting cold. So traditionally, Ayurveda has always talked about, or any Eastern medicine has always talked about, how the best time when a body breaks down is during the spring and the fall season. And so the hypothermic benefits that come out of the steam sauna, not the infrared, which is the dry sauna, but the steam sauna specifically, the steam creates like this artificial fever inside the body. And as you know, the way the body combats any infection inside the body is by raising up the fever. The problem is the fever also gets to the brain, and now you have, you know, the damage for the brain that can happen. And so fever is bad in a regular circumstance. But in the steam sauna that we have, it actually just goes up to the neck, and the body gets this whole 100, 102. It can go up to like 110 degrees if you can take that much temperature. And it literally sweats you instantly. It's a matter of 20 minutes. And then you get this oxygen that you can, you get 90% oxygen, very little ozone, and you can have a pure oxygen but high steam controlled temperature environment. You sweat it out. Your skin is taking out all the toxins out. The heat is building up, you know, the immunity inside the body, creating this artificial temperature. And it literally, you know, kills anything that's really bad for your body. And the best part is it actually melts down the mucus. And anytime there's a respiratory issue, the biggest enemy over here is not so much as the virus or the bacteria, but the mucus accumulation that creates this backlog that prevents the air from really getting to the lungs. And then, you know, when things are, the air is not going, of course, the life force is not going to other part of the body. So what the sauna does is helps you remove some of that mucus accumulation inside your chest, inside your breathing, inside your nasal passage. And I think that's a fantastic way for people to be able to even prevent and also be able to prepare for the fall season. You know, we don't know when the second wave is coming or not, or what's going on. So boosting up that immunity, whether you can't go to somebody like my office, but, you know, the minute the gym's open, or if you have an own personal steam sauna specifically, I think that would help quite a bit for anyone, you know, who wants to start preparing the body and boosting up the immunity from that point of view. So that's one of the things that we've incorporated. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fascinating to know. What is the address of your office? Where are you located?
So we are in Gaithersburg, very close to on Darnstown and Muddy Branch. So I'm just on the corner of that. And you can go onto my website, vedicdental.com, and then there is also a web page that describes this ozone oxygen sauna. So people can actually read the science behind it, understand it. And anyone who wants to, they're welcome to make an appointment as we open up back up again, prepare themselves. And I think that would help. And when we combine that with dentistry, when somebody's coming in for, let's say, for mercury removal, and then we combine it with the steam ozone sauna, kind of, or only oxygen sauna, it's a fantastic detoxification process. You're not just working in the mouth, but you're really working on any of the toxins that might have gone inside the body to kind of cleanse it out. So from a dentistry point of view, it works fantastic. From an integrative person, you don't have to have like a dental work only. Somebody can just come in and get this sauna experience. One time also, they'll start feeling the difference. And, you know, and then there's another highlight, which I forgot to tell you. So this is a steam sauna, but we also have a direct oxygen that gets the patient would wear on the nose. So they're inhaling pure oxygen for that session of 20 minutes or 30 minutes. And now you're getting this whole lung rejuvenation. You know, whatever is going on, you've got the oxygen, revitalize the cells inside the body. So I don't believe there's very many people in this area who even have that technology. So that's where I'm a little bit technology geek, where I like to get in these high-tech technologies and, you know, really benefit our patients.
Well, it's all about improving immunity and reducing your own personal exposure to pathogens, being able to be resilient. And I think that is a major issue, you know, resilience. And it's certainly why people in the category of 60 and older are more susceptible. And likely because they have not improved the way they care for their body, the supplements they take along the way. They've stayed at the same level. And as we age, our needs are far greater. We don't replace our cells as frequently as we did when we were in our early 20s or under 20. And this is a part of aging that we can influence. And that's what you're doing with your techniques. You're influencing how the body responds. And I'm thinking of a term called the cell danger response, which Dr. Navio, one of my colleagues who is an MD, PhD, and he identified a process that goes on. It has other names. But basically, when we are exposed to viruses, trauma, anything that's toxic to the body, including toxins, pesticides, chemicals, the cell protects itself by slamming the doors shut. So now the cell is in this danger mode. And when the danger leaves, the cell should resolve, technically called with resolvins. In other words, come in and clean up. The cell should clean up itself. But it's not in many cases, and that's leading to autoimmunity and unusual immune responses. And I think we're seeing more and more of it because of our exposures to man-made chemicals, 90,000 in the last 200 years. It's probably more than that, manufactured chemicals. So I see a melding of the information on how we can improve our health. We're on this planet. We haven't left it yet, so we have to make the best of it. And we're going to continue this conversation, Dr. Kaupna. I think you explain things exquisitely well, and I think that our listeners learn a lot from you. So if you've just tuned in, listeners, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Stay with us, please. We'll be right back after this break.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorn Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorn's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the hour, and we're having a fascinating conversation with one of our favorite guests, Dr. Kaupna, an integrative biologic dentist, and American Board Certified Naturopathic Practitioner. And right now, we're focusing on Ayurvedic solutions to combat viruses and other respiratory illnesses. And we ended the last segment with information on steam saunas, breathing oxygen, the use of ozone and oxygen. And that's available information on her website, VedicDental.com, VEDICDental.com, and look at oxygen, but she has many other subjects on there. You should definitely go on her website and find out what is new in integrative biologic dentistry. So let's keep the conversation going.
So since we ended, I guess, the last part in the steam sauna, I would like to continue the whole concept in Ayurveda where it's all about these five elements and how the space, air, fire, water, and earth. And according to Ayurveda, when these elements invade each other's space, we have a problem. So for example, the lung is generally a air and space environment, but when you have more of the water and the earth element, which is the mucus, which is the flowy water and a thicker mucus, now we have a problem in your breathing. And so between these five elements, the fire comes in fantastically to start melting out the mucus and allowing the space to regain its space for the air to flow back in. So the steam inhalation is one of the ancient techniques which has been used across many, many cultures. And I've actually made a video on steam inhalation ingredients, recipes that you can make to make that steam inhalation pot, and then also how to do the steam inhalation right in the convenience of your home. So you don't have to buy expensive gadgets or steam inhalers or something. You can literally make it, with, as long as you have a stove top and a pot, you can make this steam inhalation. It's a very simple thing. So the idea behind that is when you inhale steam, you are actually taking the heat component that is going to melt out the mucus and empty and be able to allow you to breathe properly. And many times when you do this inhalation, what's going to happen is you're also going to sweat and you're going to be able to blow out that mucus. If you have cough, it is going to melt it out. If it's inside your nasal ENT area, the nasal passages, you're going to blow it out thoroughly. And that improves your breathing, very, very quickly. So not only are you helping with the immunity to, your immune cells to actually come in and help you, because up until now that area was all puddled with all this mucus, and so the immune cells want to come in and help you, but they're getting strangled in this mucus pool inside your lungs. And that's what deteriorates somebody's health very quickly in any respiratory disease. It doesn't really have to be only corona. Any respiratory disease is the reason why there's so many flu-related deaths, especially as you age, is because the lungs have already gone into an atrophy. So the breathing capacity is already less. Now that capacity is less, and then you have this fluid and the mucus accumulation. Now your capacity reduces even less. And the main primary vital thing that our body needs is the air, because that carries a life force. If you don't get that air getting inside your lungs, it is not going to get distributed through your the aorta and the circulatory system to the rest of the body. And of course, you're going to start dwindling down. So the steam inhalation is a very quick quick technique that anyone can start. The minute you start feeling there's a little bit of a in the throat, or, you know, you're feeling a little bit of the watery ears or runny eyes, especially during this pollen season, fantastic. You know, you'll get a thorough, nice facial, get a beauty in that steam inhalation, but you're also going to clear up your eyes. It's going to clear up your nasal passages. So please go and watch that video. That's awesome for you to incorporate during this time. Very simple. The second thing that I would highly recommend is this particular Ayurvedic tea. I was fortunate enough to be able to get this recipe from almost like the 5,000 plus years old book. And it's very simple ingredients, all from your kitchen, literally. If you don't have these ingredients, you can go and buy it from Amazon or Mom's or Whole Foods. Or Indian store actually has almost all these ingredients. And you can make this tea and you can sip on this, you know, especially when you're not well. And the main component in that is spiciness. And spice, as you know, as if you eat something spice, your eyes start watering, your nose starts watering it. And there's a reason behind that, because spice creates heat and that heat melts mucus. And so when you have this tea, which is hot, and got the right kind of spices and the ingredients, you're going to start help, like, you know, melt out that mucus. Again, what you're doing in this process is you're helping your immunity do its own thing. You don't need a vaccine. You don't need anything else to add on. Your body already has some of these best techniques, your best natural, you know, the Army and the Air Force, they're all there, your natural killer cells, the T cells, everything is inside your body. And if you do what your body's asking you to do is assist it. Remove all these barriers that's preventing these natural killer cells and T cells to get to getting rid of those viruses. It's going to do that. But the other thing, as we all know, the National Guard and the Army doesn't just go and shoot out the enemy. It's also helping in restoring and rebalancing. Similarly, the immune cells are also helping in restoring and rebalancing. They're not only just going to kill the viruses, they're going to help you rebuild that immunity, so you can now start breathing properly. Now you can start coughing, and the minute you do that, the life force is going to start pumping back, and that's where our brain and the body and the heart is all so well integrated that sometimes Mother Nature is like, this thing, help me get rid of this, and I'll do the rest. And that's the beauty of this whole natural Ayurvedic approach. And these techniques have been, you know, this is not the first pandemic that Earth has faced. And some of these ancient ancestors have left this wisdom. And, you know, I feel blessed and honored that I was able to share this through my YouTube channel. And so as many people can look at it, watch it, share it, I think that's going to help quite a bit in a much more massive way by doing these techniques.
Yes, it's simple. It's time documented. It goes back generations, generations. I'm not sure we even know how far back many of these recommendations are. And we used to call it the old wives' tales about, and when I first got into preventive medicine, I started noting, well, garlic really does work, and then suddenly there's some scientific articles on why garlic is effective. Yeah. And I got to the point where I said, I am not going to question the old world wisdom. It was there long before we were, and it's valid, and I have enjoyed seeing it surface as such an important part of health. And I do think in Western medicine, we shifted gears. Before antibiotics, physicians helped the body help itself. And then antibiotics came in, and all we needed to do was kill all the bugs, and we would be fine. And we know where that led. And so we are going back to more natural appreciation of natural remedies and natural cures. And your approach is so wise. Wisdom is just the best word to describe it. So tell us, we've got about 3 minutes left. I wish we had 3 hours. Tell us a little bit more about how people can learn more and some other clinical pearls that you want to share.
So one of the other thing that Ayurveda is really known for is it's one of those ancient integrative practices that that heals the doctor and the patient almost at the same time. And that's because Ayurveda doesn't take care of only your body. It's also taking care of your mind and your emotions and your wisdom and the bliss. So breathing technique called in Ayurveda as pranayama. Yoga, as we already know, is one of the main ones which I would highly recommend during this time is the sun salutation. Twelve types of these exercises actually go like a clockwork. They open up your body in a specific synchronized fashion and rejuvenate you because they literally rise up the energy. That opens up some of these blockages, lymphatic blockages that happen inside the body. So doing sun salutations is something that I would highly recommend. Pranayama is the breathing technique that I would highly recommend. The meditation sort of has got cliched quite a bit. The original meditative world was really all about using sound and vibrations and how you can combat some of the disturbances that is happening on the outside. But now if somebody says meditation, oh, just close your eyes and don't think. How do you not think? You think during your meditation. It's so badly, mismatched. So I don't like to say meditation anymore. So what I would say is simple, vibrational healing with saying chanting Om, or if you don't want to say Om, just say hum, and that creates a vibration not just in your mouth but in your nasal sinus area, creates a vibration in your head area. Simple hum a song, a simple thing like that, while working, just hum a song, or, just breathe with that humming. You will be surprised how quick and effective and free it is. Like, you don't have to buy any gadgets for that. The solution and the best tool is right inside your mouth. The sound vibration creates a lot of healing. So, do the Om meditation. I've got a video on that, how to do that on my YouTube channel as well. And then, of course, drink lots of hot water. It's all about how do you use the fire component to melt out some of this mucus that's going on inside the body. Lots of soups and stews, whether it's for this flu season or the next flu season, as the weather changes, be prepared that, okay, your body is not fully open yet or closed yet. So start, drink a lot of the soups and stews, and, spicy food is good in this kind of transitional weather. And so, simple wisdom like that helps.
Well, those are a lot of clinical pearls, and you can go to Vedic.com to find out more. Thank you for being here. We will certainly look forward to the next interview because you're really such an interesting guest, and we have many interesting guests on this show, and we learn a lot, and I know our listeners appreciate it. So thank you for being with us.
It's my pleasure always, Dana. Thank you for having me.
And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us. I do want to say that Carl Rogers said, you are to be what you're now becoming. And I think that's an important statement. I'm adding, may you love what you do and do what you love and make sure your efforts have a positive influence on people and the planet. And as our lives move forward, I'm always reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive health-enhancing choices. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake in Village Green, wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.